ICE has nearly 50,000 illegal migrants in detention. By Warner Todd Houston on March 29, 2025. Federal data shows that Immigration and Customs Enforcement has nearly 50,000 detainees as President Trump's policy of mass deportation of criminal illegals continues. It is 10,000 more than Joe Biden's high of nearly 40,000 detentions. Federal data shows that detentions had reached to 47,892 detainees as of March 23. The number exceeds the 39,703 reached during the Biden years. It isn't yet as high as the 60,000 reached during the first Trump term, but it seems clear that record will be broken. These are the highest numbers in 5 years, and it is likely they will soar even higher after proposed additional funding comes through, according to Substack user Austin Coker. The majority of these detainees have also been taken in by ICE as opposed to previous years when most were detained by Customs and Border Protection, CBP. With a higher number of detainees has come a strain on current holding facilities. The Miami Herald noted that activists are saying that overcrowding at these facilities is inhumane. The administration, though, has announced several new detention facilities opening up as new funding rolls into place. Another example of the increased efforts to detain illegal aliens was reported in Minnesota, where lawyers who cater to migrants note that immigration enforcement cases are filling the courts there. Minnesota Public Radio recently reported that the dockets of the 7 immigration judges in Hennepin County, Minnesota, are jammed with cases. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.